Jared, this is an Antrim team that went down Dennis Keane and gave Monaghan a fairly comfortable beating, and you've come up to Corrigan Park and given them a very heavy beating. You're bound to be delighted with that.
Look, the final score again looks great, and I have to say it is. Like, you know, we started off really well today. We got 5 up. We asked for a start. We got 5 up. Then, you know, Antrim really put it to us. At half time, I think we got the last 3 scores. Like, it was 5-2 for a long time there, and Antrim missed a goal chance. So, you know, we got out to the 7 points at half time. Then we got a dream start to the second half. You know, Connor got the goal, and you know, from then on, I suppose it was you know, just trying to keep the scoreboard going. And look, we got a couple of scores at the end there when Antrim's heads had gone. But do you know what I mean? For long spells that first half, that was a damn good game. So look, the final score probably flatters us a bit, but you know, definitely happy now to score well again, and this time, you know, keep it out a wee bit on the other end.
And you're 10 different players on the score sheet. You must be delighted with that.
Oh yeah, look, you're not going to do anything with one or two men, and men know they're not going to have big days every time, so you need that to be spread around. And you know, the subs that came on done really well. So look, overall, obviously delighted, but look, we're only into a semi-final now, and that's all it is. You know, we're now at a stage now of the competition we wanted to be. But you know, we're going to have to improve even more if we want to get further.
Good pressing and support from the back. You know, your half backs pushing forward and always up there in support, and a man over when you need him.
Yeah. Look, the lads in fairness from the back line were well organised, and they attacked when we needed to attack, and they knew to sit back when we needed to sit back. But do you know what I mean? I keep coming back to it. That was a damn good battle for a long spell, and we just sort of pulled away towards the end. And look, delighted that we have won. I would have took a 1-point win here. You know, we've won by whatever it was at the end, and that's it. We just move on. This game's forgot about now, and we move on.
There was good focus and concentration from your defenders as well. I mean, there was times when you were attacking for spells, and they were maybe not doing so much, but then Antrim attacked, and they were there to pull off the interceptions, the blocks, whenever they were needed.
Yeah. Look, as I say, that goal chance Antrim had at the first half, if that went in, that maybe made it a draw, and it was a totally different game. Antrim wanted their tails up, but we had lads putting their, you know, bodies in the line, getting the blocks in, and do you know what I mean? Look, we've got a couple of scores towards half time just to push us out a wee bit, and you know, as I say, the goal at the start of the half sort of just killed the game. But like, you know, for long spells that was a good tough game. But look, that's it. It's a round 2, game 1. We're into the semi final. We're no further forward than Derry. You know, we're going to be waiting on a very, very tough opponent coming up next. So, you know, we're going to have to get ready for it. And as I said, we're going to have to raise that another wee bit as this competition keeps going.
And you have men inside capable of doing something special. You know, we saw glimpses of it there from Conal McElhone and Noah Grimes.
Yeah, look, Owen and Noah are, look, they're super players, and do you know what I mean? They're dangerous when they get on the ball, and you know, I mean, it's sometimes it was tough there. Antrim fair play were well set up. It was tough to get them in the ball sometimes, but look, when the lads get on it, they were good. But do you know what I mean? We're going to have to work on the fact that, you know, whoever we have next, we're probably going to say, but we need to man those two, and there'll be teams that have good enough men to try and do that. So that's where you need the other ones. And you know, to hear that we had 10 different scores is great to hear that. And you know, when you see the impact on the bench as well, like, it's going to all be needed.
That's my next question. You'll be pleased with the impact on the bench. You brought on 4 or 5 players there, and every one of them made a contribution on the scoreboard as well as in open play.
Yeah, that's what you want to be doing. You know what I mean? You want to be getting lads to come in and make a difference and make a change, and you know, boost your team rather than just coming in for the sake of it. So look, we're delighted with that, and you know, it's good to give them lads to run out. They've been training well, so look, that's it. It's draw a line under this now, lads. We'll enjoy this evening, and that's it then. Like, we're ready now for 2 weeks. We have to up it now a wee bit more if we want to get into this Ulster final.